We're excited this morning to have Steve Cooner with us. He works with the mission effort in Haiti called Hope for Haiti's Children. And Steve presented to us during class, and we appreciate that. He's going to present to us now, and we look forward to hearing more about Haiti. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Elliot. It's a real pleasure for me to get to be back in Sand Springs. I guess it was 3 to 4 years ago on my first visit here and presented in the Bible class at that time and got to meet a lot of people. And I'm going to brag on this congregation. I go all across the country and talking to people and talking about our work and seeing folks who sponsor kids and want to work with us and help us in some way. But per capita, use that term a lot, per capita, this congregation probably sponsors more children than any other congregation that Hope for Haiti's Children works with. So from that position, you're to be commended. Now, that's to say that I do have some congregations that maybe sponsor 150, 200 kids, but they're the congregation itself is much, much larger than this one. So this is a very, very thriving congregation, and we're supportive of the work. You know, it was several years ago that I met a gentleman here at this congregation named Homer Weathers, who had run into one of our board members at a conference in Oklahoma City, and they got to talking. And then Kent, who lives in Memphis, Tennessee, called me and said, "You need to go to Sand Springs, Oklahoma, and you need to see these people." I met a gentleman named Homer Weathers, and they were real interested in the work. So I had a few phone conversations with Homer, and one thing led to another, so got to come down. And he's been a real blessing to our work, not only with helping with child sponsorship, but also with your Joy Box program, and I'll talk a little bit more about that as we get into the morning. But that's been a real blessing. In my capacity as development director, I get to travel around the country, get to talk to congregations and update them on the support that they're giving to our work. You know, if you give money to a program, you kind of want to know how that program's going, don't you? Where are y'all spending that money? What's it going towards? What's your end result? What's the net gain out of all of this? So fortunately for what I do, the progress and the work itself is very, very good. So I get to follow up and be the cleanup man and come in and say, your dollars are helping. So thank you for that. We're extremely appreciative of the support that that we receive from you all, and more importantly, the prayers that you send for the children of Haiti. And we just hope that that valuable relationship continues well into the future. To set the stage for our time together this morning, I'm sure some of you have seen parts of it or maybe all of it, but I think it's so good. For those that haven't seen it, we've prepared a short video that we'd like to show you that helps explain our ministry and the efforts moving forward as we work with the children of Haiti. So if we could have that video right now, please.
Haiti is just a 2-hour flight from the U.S., but remains the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. The majority of Haiti's 11 million citizens survive on less than $2 per day, and 80% of families live in extreme poverty. Haiti has one of the highest levels of food insecurity in the world, with 2/3 of children under 5 suffering from anemia, and 1/5 suffering from chronic malnutrition, which stunts their growth. Due to the cost of education, only 30% of children reach 6th grade, and only 20% of teens attend high school. These grim realities forecast a bleak future for many children without a safety net and desperate for hope. At Hope for Haiti's Children, We provide opportunities for caring individuals, organizations, and churches to nurture, educate, and train at-risk Haitian children to become outstanding leaders. For 26 years, our proven approach involves walking side by side with local, trusted Christian leaders to build, operate, and maintain 10 schools, 2 orphanages, and a summer camp. Through our child education sponsorship program, compassionate individuals and families provide children with hope for a brighter future. Sponsored children receive an education, physical and spiritual support, and positive engagement necessary for success. A $36 per month sponsorship provides a Haitian child with entrance fees and monthly tuition at a Christian school, a new school uniform and backpack every year, an annual medical exam and access to medical care, and special gifts at Christmas and at the end of each school year. We ensure that 100% of sponsorship donations are used in Haiti to benefit the children, and our sponsors look forward to receiving an annual update, photo, and letter from their sponsored child. We now have more than 2,200 children sponsored, but many more are waiting. We encourage everyone to become a sponsor to change the life of a child today. Project Hope 2030 is our 10-year plan to strengthen the programs and services provided to all of our sponsored children. The plan follows a comprehensive and sustainable framework to child development. Project Hope 2030 addresses ongoing efforts to provide sponsored students with excellent Christian education. Some of our 10 schools need significant capital investments, and all need additional teacher resources. Project Hope 2030 will bring an engaging learning environment to every child, with instruction from a qualified teacher in an individual well-lit classroom. A Haitian proverb states, "A hungry child cannot hear." In response to the overwhelming need for adequate nutrition, Project Hope 2030 will ensure that every student receives a hot, nutritious lunch every school day and free access to clean drinking water. With so many families lacking health information and access, the Project Hope 2030 goal is for our school nurses to have a comprehensive curriculum to teach our children about good health and hygiene. In addition, we want to improve accessibility of healthcare for all of our sponsored children. Project Hope 2030 highlights the need for excellence in orphan care by planning facility expansions and improvements, and by developing vocational training programs that will equip older students with essential skills for independent living. With Christian values at the heart of our mission, we remain committed to give each student a biblical foundation and discipleship experiences. Within the Project Hope 2030 framework, all students will receive spiritual training at their local school and leadership opportunities at Camp Hope and weekend retreats. Our staff and board regularly prioritize Project Hope 2030 efforts and direct funding to the most needed areas. Project Hope 2030 financial partners receive regular updates on the progress of all these efforts. Our organization is committed to financial transparency and accountability, consistently earning the highest score given by Charity Navigator, the leading nonprofit rating agency. We invite you to share in the joy of bringing hope to impoverished Haitian children, giving them an opportunity for a brighter future. Your prayerful encouragement and generous financial support through both child sponsorship and Project Hope 2030 will ensure that together we continue to make a difference, one child at a time.
No matter how many times I see that, it's still, you know, when you can connect the dots with the kids, with the individuals, with the principals, with the leaders, there it's still extremely powerful, and it's still extremely moving to me. We've all seen firsthand firsthand experiences the poor and the struggles that the poor endure, whether it's in our neighborhood or on the television, the images that that conveys is hard for us to see, and it's hard for us to understand and know what it's actually like to be in that situation. In Galatians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, we have these words recorded by Paul to the Galatians. They, Peter, James, and John, agreed that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the circumcised. All they asked was that we should continue to remember the poor, the very thing that I had been eager to do all along. We see firsthand here in Galatians that looking after the poor and trying to help them should be a priority for every New Testament Christian. The gospel in and of itself is such good news because of the hope that it gives to all aspects of human brokenness, whether it be spiritual, social, mental, or even physical brokenness. This morning we're going to go on a walk, and I want you to come along with me to a walk with the poor people of Haiti. And we want you to see firsthand how the good news of Jesus shines forth from poor, broken lives. In the Bible class hour this morning, I gave a little history of the beginning of Hope for Haiti's Children. If you were not there, I want to briefly touch on that for just a second. 26 years ago, a Haitian gentleman by the name of Jean Terrard Elmera, who was a government health care worker in Haiti, was here in the United States visiting some friends, and he stopped at a congregation in Windsor, Connecticut, where, as fate would have it, Kim Beaver and his wife, Rhonda Beaver, attended church there. Ken would go on to become the president and still is today of Hope for Haiti's Children. And out of that meeting, Mr. Elmera asked Ken not for a donation outright, but he wanted him, along with some other people there in the congregation, to come and see the work that's going on in Haiti. I want you to come and see. There are opportunities here for you all to get involved and to be a part of this great work. So Ken, along with his wife Rhonda and two or three other members from there at the Connecticut Valley Church of Christ, made the trip to Haiti and came back with kids that needed to be sponsored. They had picked up six kids that were in desperate need of a sponsor here in the United States. So these six kids were the genesis of Hope for Haiti's Children. Fast forward 25 years, we now have more than 3,000 children in our schools, with 2,200 of those children being sponsored. So if you do the simple math on that, we still have a ways to go in order to get every one of these kids sponsored. That sponsorship is critical, as many of you all know who help us, who support us, and we're thankful for that. That $36 a month helps these kids get an education that they wouldn't normally get. These parents, these moms, these dads, aunts, uncles, whoever, will move heaven and earth to come up with that $36 a month to keep these kids in school. That's the very last thing to go when things get really, really tough. So your gifts, your support, your help with that is a blessing in more ways than you can imagine. As you did see in the video, we enjoy a 4-star rating with Charity Navigator, the nation's leading independent evaluator of charities, who come in and look at your records, want to know where your money's going. And we have wide open books with that. We're happy to show everybody where that money goes, what your dollars go for. 89 cents of every dollar that you contribute, that is contributed to our work, goes towards the work, meaning our overhead, our salaries, our administrative costs are only 11%. And as you see in the news and a lot of organizations, those numbers are usually flipped, aren't they? It's usually 11% going towards the work and 89 cents of every dollar going into somebody's pocket. So we're right up front with people. We want them to know where that money's going and how we are using it on a daily basis. There has been some problems in Haiti as of late. The president of Haiti was assassinated July the 7th. They do have a new government installed. Things are settling down. And we're hoping that here very, very soon they will get back to what we call Haiti normal, which for Haiti, if it's Haiti normal, it's going pretty good. So we're please keep that work in your prayers along with the leadership and all that's coming into play. In the book of James, we find a scripture that's very familiar to all of us. And I use this quite often when I'm out and about, speaking to congregations just as this, or in a smaller setting, or in a home setting, and it reads like this, James 1:27. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. That's what we're all about. That's our mission, Hope for Haiti's Children, is to look after the fatherless and the widows and help them in their affliction. Child sponsorship, I hit on that just a little while ago, and you saw it in the presentation. $36 a month gets and keeps a young man in school just like this young man right here. Covers his tuition, their school supplies, their school uniform, a gift at the end of the year, the health care clinic, and transportation to and from school. Now, this past year, we were unable to have our regular child care clinic where teams from the U.S. come into Haiti and conduct this due to the unrest and the strife that's been going on. But our Haitian staff picked up the slack and just did a marvelous job with that. And I think all in all, we saw around 1,900 to 2,000 kids. I can't remember the exact number, but for a clinic and the logistics of getting those kids to that clinic during the course of the week, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. This is my sponsored child that I started sponsoring in 2015, Alexander Flores, who lives high up on a mountain in Brazoa. It's one of our mountain schools, very hard to get there. My back was out for a week after traveling up there in a four-wheel drive to get to this school. And on the particular day that I was there, what he's holding in his hand is a certificate for his Bible memorization test. He did a real good job with his Bible memorization, which all of the kids learn in the school every day. So that's unlike here in the States where you're limited, especially with the government and state schools and all, you can't do that. But in these schools, these kids get a good, healthy dose of the Bible each and every day. And he had just done exceptionally well on his memorization, so that's his certificate that he's holding in his hand. Here we go. This is the all-star lineup from Sand Springs, Oklahoma. You may see your child up here along with your name, and it's just, like I say, per capita, you guys pour the coals to it when it comes to child sponsorship and joy boxes. And I want to say something too, from when these kids come in the first time around and we take their picture in the clinic and they're not sponsored, meaning those funds are coming from home or wherever else to keep these kids in school, till you see them here, these kids transform. I mean, you see the smiles on these kids' face. It is really, really something what that sponsorship means to them and what a benefit and a blessing it is to them. So I hope you see your particular child up there. Unfortunately, like I said, we were unable to be in there in person this year to conduct the clinic and to see how they're all getting along. But from the reports that we got from our Haitian staff, all the kids are doing great. So thank you very, very much for your support and your help with that. Child sponsorship is a huge thing. Amen. These are the 10 schools that Hope for Haiti's Children has. Starting from the left, that's the orphanage, the Tomazo Kids, and then you go to the Cazot Orphanage, City Soleil, Delma, Mirabelais, Robert, Dubuisson, Hinch, and on and on. And I'll expect you to remember all those because we're going to have a test at the end. You're going to have to tell me where all these are. I do want to talk, and I mentioned it briefly in the Bible class hour, so this won't be new material for some people, but the school in the center, the blue school, that is the City Soleil School, which is really a flagship and a beacon for all the other schools. But the mayor of City Soleil approached our Haiti NGO president, Jean-Terrard Elmira, and said, "I will give you some land to do something with for the kids, preferably a school, but you're going to have to do all the site work and everything on it." The unfortunate thing, the downside on all of this was it was also the city dump and the cemetery all rolled into one. So it took a lot of site work to clean up this land. If you were selling this, if you were reading this from a newspaper ad or whatever, it's beachfront property. It's right there on the beach. But it was a nasty, nasty, nasty part of the beach. So it is all cleaned up. It is a very functional operating school. There's about 300 kids that attend there. Now, City Soleil, the community proper, is probably the most gang-ridden, troubled area in Haiti. It makes Chicago look like Disneyland. It is really a rough, rough place to be. But those kids that attend that school want out of there so bad and want to improve their lives, they have a 97% pass rate on their national exams. It is phenomenal how the education that these kids are getting there at that school just because they want to do better and are doing better. The one on the top right is the Delma 28 Church of Christ / school in downtown Port-au-Prince, where saints are meeting there this morning in a building about this size with about 400 people and no air conditioning. And it's hot in there. It is really, really hot. So we don't know how good we have it here in the States with all this good air conditioning and all. But I wanted you to see this picture of all the schools and where they're located and all this morning. Project Hope 2030, 10-year program we're embarked on. We just completed Project Hope 2020, which the Board of Directors of Hope for Haiti's Children implemented shortly after the earthquake in 2010. And what that was a 10-year program to raise $10 million to keep the infrastructure, the schools, all of our facilities up and running. Our orphanages are not any different than your homes. We have things that break. We have mattresses that need to be replaced. We have kids that grow, that are coming out of their beds, that we need to buy new beds for. So fortunately, at the end of 2020, we came in right on target and were able to raise, over that 10-year period, $20 million. Now, with the start of 2021, we're in a new phase called Project Hope 2030, which will do much of the same things as Project Hope 2020 did, provide these kids a place for a Christian education, food and water, which we have, I'll talk a little bit more about that here in just a second, health care. We now have a nurse, an RN nurse, in all of our 10 schools located across Haiti, and the orphan care with the two orphanages that we have at Kazo and at Tomaso. On the food and the water front, we now have a working well on all the property. You saw in the video the young girl who was at the well pumping the water out. This is a huge, huge blessing for any community when you have a well on your property and you don't have to stack the buckets up on your head and walk 3 or 4 miles to go get your water for the day. When you have it right there on site, it is really, really something to have. So we have a partnership with Healing Hands International out of Nashville, who will come in and drill some wells for us on these properties. And it's amazing. We take so much for granted here in this country with what we have and the blessings that we have of how water in and of itself is such an outreach tool to be able to use. These people are showing up and then they're staying for church on Sunday morning or on Wednesday or whenever and wanting to know what's going on down there. And then they're becoming members of those churches. So in and of itself, when you have a water well on your property there at the school, it is quite a blessing. So our goal, build a stronger foundation to care for all of our children, all the kids in our schools, all 3,000 of them. Want to get all 3,000 of them sponsored. Hopefully we'll get that done by the end of this year. This is the Kazo Christian School, which also is the Kazo Orphanage right around the back. And there's about 350 kids that attend this school, but it was tight. The quarters were tight. The kids were jammed in these little classrooms and all. So we went on a building campaign and raised enough funds that we were able to do this. This is what the Kazo Christian School looks like today. Added 2 extra floors. These are the kids standing up on the roof for the national anthem and the flag raising every morning before school. They always have the national anthem and the flag raising. But this is, we didn't have the land or the capacity to move out with this, so we went up. And this is the end result. But it is a truly, truly blessing to those kids there in Port-au-Prince that attend the Kazo Christian School. This is one of our not-so-good schools. This is the Hinch School. And you can see by the yellow line going around the school, we're landlocked. Now, on the flip side of the coin, in Haiti terms and in Haiti dollars, this is an extremely valuable piece of property due to the location of where it is and a well on the premises and all. So hopefully here within the next couple of weeks before school gets started again, we're going to start a building program there at the Hinch School and do like we did at the Kazo School and go up 2 and 3 to a second and a third story. Now, depending on how much work we can get completed on this first floor with structural supports and everything before the school year starts, they can keep going then while school is in progress and take it up to the second and third level. But we looked all over Hinch for another piece of property, but it's much like here in the States right now, especially with real estate as it is. You can sell your home, you can get a good price for your home, but after that, what are you going to do? You're back to square one of trying to find something that's high and expensive and trying to do that routine all over again. So that's one of the projects of Project Hope 2030 that we're involved in and wanting to get done. This is what it looks like inside the Hinch School, and you can only imagine with the walls not being insulated, it's loud. You get a lot of kids in there, and your petitions are the old true blackboards. We don't have whiteboards over in Haiti. They still use the old chalkboards and all. So those are the dividers in between the classrooms. So we're wanting to get that thing built up a little bit, to get these kids a little bit better environment to learn and all. Food and water. Every child at all of our schools every day gets a hot lunch. Now this is incredible. Only up until last year were we able to start doing that. It was very limited as to where we could go with this lunch program, which is, it's all based on income. How much income do you have coming in, and what facilities do you have to do this? Now, fortunately, based on donated food from an organization out of the Cincinnati area, we're able to get that food into Haiti, courtesy of United States Air Force, who flies that in for us. But these kids, we had the principals telling us, these kids are literally falling asleep at their desk because they're so hungry. They haven't eaten, some of them, in 2 or 3 days. So that was a real, we put the real push on last year to get a small kitchen put into the remaining 5 schools that did not have a lunch program. And every child right now gets a hot meal of beans, rice, or something along that line every single day. And they'll eat every bit of it. They fill these plates up, and these kids will eat every bite. There's not any finicky appetites that I've seen in Haiti. These kids are very, very thankful for everything. Health care, as I did mention, we do have a qualified RN at all 10 of our schools now, which a lot of these problems that these kids have, if you're able to get on it in a hurry, you're able to stop a lot of big problems, a lot of small problems from becoming big problems. So these nurses, these RNs, are able to track these kids and see if they're having issues, and if they're having issues that could develop into something larger, they're able to arrest that and put a stop on it right away. So we're very thankful for this. These are the 12 kids that live at the Tomaso Orphanage, and just over the past couple of years or so, these kids have just grown and grown and grown and are really getting big, but they're happy, they love each other, they're becoming real leaders there in the church as well as there at the orphanage. The young man sitting in the rocker over to the right was recently baptized and leads the singing at Tomaso on Sunday morning at the service there. But all of these kids now are not what you would call true orphans. They may have a parent living, but that parent is unable to care for them. So they will bring them to the orphanage. But they all have a Church of Christ connection. They all are Church of Christ related in some shape, form, or fashion. The spiritual training, Camp Hope, which is at our Tomaso facility, is getting ready to get started here this next week. And they will bring in kids age 13 through 18 who will get to spend time with other kids from the other schools. And it's just a big time where they do crafts, activities, games, lots of Bible memorization. And last year at this camp, we had 72 kids baptized. So word is falling on fertile soil in Haiti for sure. We're happy about that. You're not supposed to see that. You come to the luncheon here, I'll get to show that to you. So you'll get to see that later. Anyway, I hope what I've shown you here this morning is informative, that it's been a blessing to you, and it's given you a better, clearer insight into what we are doing in Haiti. We can't do any of the work that we're doing without your help. We are solely dependent on people here in the States to help our work, to finance the programs that we're doing, and help us to provide a better life for these kids. So I hope that's given you a little glimpse into what it is that we do. Should you have any questions about the work, please see me afterwards. I'll be hanging around for a little while, and then we'll have the luncheon over in your fellowship hall afterwards. I'll be over there, and I'm sure answer any questions and all that you may have and assist you with any situations. And I do have some photos of some kids who are in need of a sponsor. I just so happen to have some with me today. So if that's something that touches your heart, please see me, catch me, let me know, and I can sure get you fixed up with something like that. In closing today, I'd like to share with you a passage, one of my very favorite passages that puts it in a nutshell, what Hope for Haiti's Children does and the work that we're doing and how we're in our efforts to expand that work. And I want to share that with you. It's found in Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46, passage that everybody here is familiar with. When the Son of Man shall come in His glory and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. And before Him shall be gathered all nations, and He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And He will set the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on His left. Then shall the King say unto them on His right hand, Come, ye blessed of My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer Him, saying, Lord, when saw thee hungry and fed thee? Or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw thee a stranger and took thee in? Or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the King shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me. Then shall He also say unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. And in prison, you visited me not. Then shall they also answer Him, saying, Lord, when saw thee hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister unto thee? Then shall He answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. As is the custom here, in just a moment we're going to sing a song of encouragement. This morning, if you're not a New Testament Christian, you need to be. You need to be baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Come out of the water, a new creation, a new creature, as the Bible says, added immediately to the Lord's church. And just as caring for those less fortunate is a wonderful and noble task, so is putting on Christ in baptism for the forgiveness of sins. Or maybe today you need the prayers of this congregation for some conflict or some problem or some issue that you may have. The elders at this body would love to visit with you, would love to pray with you, and would love to help you with whatever issue or problem you may be experiencing today. Whatever your need is this morning, we invite you to come right now while together we stand and as we sing.
If the name of the Savior is precious to you, his care has been constant and tender and true, if the fire